nation and around the world.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A weekend of protests. That's Washington, D.C., a jobs and justice rally loosely tied to the Occupy effort, a rally in March to the King Memorial. The effort has spread worldwide. ABC's Linda Albin at the Foreign Desk says things got unpleasant in Rome.
Tear gas and water cannon on the streets of Rome as protesters clash with police. But thousands of mostly peaceful protesters joined millions around the world in support of the Occupy Wall Street movement. Here in London, thousands came together peacefully near the London Stock Exchange.
People aren't here to fight the police. People are here because they have legitimate grievances.
And some say they'll stay all night. Linda Albin, ABC News, London.
The threat to coffee from climate change. An official at Starbucks told the Guardian newspaper there's a potentially significant risk to world coffee supplies because of climate change. Starbucks looking at a 10 to 30 year window. And it's not just coffee that's threatened.
More bad news. Another report out this week warned the future may also be bitter for chocolate. Global warming, it says, could make parts of Africa too hot to grow cocoa.
ABC's Barbara Pinto. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration says it'll conduct its own investigation of the birth control pill Yaz. Independent studies assert the risk of blood clots from Yaz is 2 to 3 times higher than with other birth control pills. Clarissa Ubersox was comatose for 2 weeks from blood clots that developed while she was on Yaz. She says she's now blind.
Everything that I thought and I worked so hard for has disappeared.
Citing its own studies, Bayer, which manufactures Yaz, says it's just as safe as other birth control pills. Yemen. Forces loyal to President Saleh opened fire on tens of thousands of demonstrators demanding he leave. 8 were killed and at least 38 injured. You're listening to ABC News.
10:02 Saturday morning, October 15th. It's 48 degrees, mostly sunny today after the clouds burn off. Look for highs in the low 60s. I'm Art Sanders. Now the top stories from the Como 24-hour newsroom. Occupy Seattle's planning a noon rally today, 3 o'clock, March this afternoon. About 150 demonstrators got together last night for a group meeting in Westlake Park to plan today's events. Demonstrators have occupied the park for 2 weeks in support of the Occupy Wall Street protest against corporate power. Some of the Seattle demonstrators have moved to City Hall Plaza, where Mayor Mike McGuinness said they are welcome to camp. Holly Grigsby and David Pedersen say they killed 4 people for the greater good.
The couple says they murdered Pedersen's parents in their Everett home earlier this month because his father molested his sister. Police say Grigsby and Pedersen admitted they also murdered an Oregon teenager and a California man. Before Grigsby encountered the last victim, surveillance video caught her talking to 3 men at a grocery store. Police hope those men will now come forward to help out in the investigation. Tracy Ellis, Como News Radio.
The mother of former State Trooper Rhonda Reynolds told a jury yesterday her daughter was murdered and she has an idea who pulled the trigger. Barb Thompson and a Problem Solvers investigation cast doubt on the coroner's ruling that Reynolds committed suicide in 1998. Yesterday, Thompson cast suspicion on her daughter's stepson, saying he had threatened Reynolds.
There is no doubt in my mind. I am 100% convinced, without a doubt, that my daughter was murdered.
Several experts have said the scene appeared to be staged. If jurors decide the case is a homicide, they will be asked to name a suspect. The ground was shaking Friday night in Richland. The U.S. Geological Survey says a 3.4 magnitude quake struck shortly after 11 and was centered about 9 miles north of Richland. Dozens of people say they felt the trembler, but there are no reports of any damage, no problems at Hanford. Small sheen of oil in the Puget Sound off West Seattle today after a workboat sank yesterday. The old World War II landing craft was loaded with boulders. Coast Guard hopes to hoist it out today. The boat's owner, Watercraft Construction, will pay for the cleanup. And big crowd still walking this morning on the downtown streets of both Seattle and Tacoma. Heart Walk Chair Bob McCleskey says this year it has special meaning for him because he had a heart attack in March.
I'm still here because of a Good Samaritan CPR and a defibrillator brought me back. And since then, I've learned a lot. One thing I've learned is that sudden cardiac arrest and heart disease is the number one killer by far in this country. 1 out of 3 people in this country have heart disease.
McCleskey says the goal is to raise $1.8 million. Como News Time 10:04 coming up, Inside Out with Tammy Michaels.
Como AAA traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 4s.
10:04, let's go over to Judith Larson for a look at traffic.
Well, we've got a mess in heading north on I-5 and then approaching Enchanted Parkway because of a serious motorcycle injury accident. They got the right lane blocked. We've got a strong presence of fire aid and troopers on the scene. Traffic stacking up now for miles. You might think about, if you're approaching that area heading north, taking maybe 99 or going up 167 because that backup's just not improving at all. Speaking of accidents, we got another one eastbound US 2 near Stevens Pass Summit, a spin out accident. The car went off in the ditch. I mention this because the roads are icy, so slow down there. The season has changed on you. Back to the Seattle traffic. We are really slowing heading north on I-5 at Yesler and also eastbound 520 after I-5. I don't see any blocking problems, but we sure are stacking up. Also in the construction zone in the SeaTac area where we still have three lanes closed for road work heading south on I-5 south of 518. That's going to take a little patience there too. Don't forget the 520 bridge is closing at 8 tonight and we'll stay that way until they open the bridge back up after 5 o'clock in the morning on Monday. And a Sounders game tonight at CenturyLink Field, which starts at 7:30, will be impacted by that 520 bridge closure. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next traffic update. I'm Judith Larson in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Thanks a lot, Judith. Here's Theron Zahn with our weekend weather forecast.
A pretty chilly start to your Saturday across western Washington. Parts of our area are down to the 30s. We'll move on to the upper 50s to lower 60s in the afternoon. And lots of sunshine out there to wrap up your Saturday. Same story for Sunday. A few low clouds in the morning. Afternoon sunshine. Highs again upper 50s and lower 60s. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday all looking mostly sunny. I'm Theron Zahn, the latest forecast from Como 4 News. We're working for you.
Thank you, Theron. Right now, it's 47 degrees in Tacoma, 45 in Everett, 43 in the capital, 48 degrees in downtown Seattle at 10:06.
Greetings, loved ones. Let's take a journey.
Welcome to Inside Out, the show that helps you uncover your coolest kitchen, reveal your most beautiful boudoir, and rock your rec room. Whether you are a do-it-yourselfer or prefer professional help, Tammy Michaels is here to solve your design dilemmas from the balcony to the basement. Inside Out with Tammy Michaels.
Thank you so much, Jennifer. I have to say that I think it was a bit of a surprise to everybody that I was here this morning. No less than Eric, he was going to fill in for me today. And, you know, I went to Georgia for my son's graduation at Fort Benning. Mm-hmm. And then we were going to head to Savannah. My husband wasn't able to make it to the graduation or to go to Savannah. And I just kind of looked at my kids and I thought, you know, I have this feeling that they would have more fun in Savannah if I were not here. Oh. And this kid just got out of literally almost 5 months of training. And I'm just so proud of him. I really can't see straight. And it was just really a beautiful experience to go down and watch. If you ever have any member of your family go through the Turning Blue ceremony where they receive their blue cord to become infantry, and then, you know, they graduate with their class and they acknowledge their special training, you should go. You should really go. I got to see these privates, many of who are just 18 years old, you know, some of them 17 when they join, and there they are, you know, very bright-eyed. And my son, who's a combat veteran and a specialist, you know, he walks through that campus and they refer to him as specialist. And because he is a combat veteran, there's an air of respect that he has. And I got to see that as a mom and was so proud of him. And I'm so proud of our young men and women who serve our country. And so I can't help it, but having been there, I want to talk about something that is very relevant to us here in our state, and that's the Hometown Heroes Lottery. And the reason I want to talk about this is because right now it is critically important. We have a raffle, and that raffle, the drawing ends November the 10th. And so right now, I want everyone to go out and buy one of these raffle tickets. It's $10. And actually, if you buy it at Safeway, they give you 5 Mega Lotto tickets. So in
wow.
I know.
If wait, 5?
5 Mega Lotto tickets.
Oh, wow.
And they give you 10% off your groceries.
Oh, wow.
So, I know. Seriously, go buy steaks. Go buy whatever. You know, my husband bought his contact solution. I bought those teeth bleaching things that are $49 bucks. You know, I'm serious. You get, you know, it's right there. You get your $5 back. You know, it's going to pay for itself, essentially. And the odds on winning on this thing, there is no drawing in our state. You know, they're giving away four prizes of $50,000. They're only selling 300,000 tickets. But we're way down on the sales, and we've got to sell these tickets. And having just been to Fort Benning, and then also, you know, looking at the living conditions of our military, and I'm not, if I'm lying, I'm dying, because you, Jennifer, have been military.
Oh, I know. I've lived at Fort Benning.
You have. You know the living experience. And we went right outside Fort Benning. What's right outside Fort Benning? Trailer parks. Trailer parks that I wouldn't live in. Most people that work here wouldn't live in. And that's where, if you want to live off base, that's about how much money they have in Fort Benning, Georgia. There's no emergency money. There's no emergency funds. And here's what I want to ask you to do. I want to ask everybody today, go out and buy a $10 lotto ticket. And it's a raffle ticket for Hometown Heroes. And then I had people ask me, well, I didn't know where to go. I didn't know what to do. Go to Safeway, okay?
That's simple.
That's simple. 7-Eleven, if they sell lotto tickets, you don't have to know where to go. If they sell a lottery ticket, they sell the raffle tickets. It's called Hometown Heroes. I went in there to buy it, and the girl that was selling to me, she goes, I don't know what you're talking about. Sorry, I'm imitating now people I heard in Georgia. I'm going to be doing that all day. It's the Hometown Heroes. So, yeah, $10. And all the proceeds go to our veterans. So in honor of my son, Blake, who just graduated, think about someone that you love. You have a dad who served in Vietnam. You have a dad who served in, you know, saved this country in World War II. And you speak English and not German and Japanese as a first language. Bless your heart if you speak it as an additional language. And it is your primary language. And you live here in a free country. Bless your heart and welcome. But buy this $10 ticket because all these proceeds go. And you're going to hear me harp on this because we've got to sell these tickets. So, you know what? Buy it in honor of someone you love. And that's my dedication to my son who just graduated. When we come back, Eric Gorenson is here. He just went to the National Home Builder and Remodeling Show. And he has all the latest trends for building products that nobody else is going to know about in the market. And kitchens and baths.
Yay. So stay with us. Inside Out with Tammy Michaels here on Como News Radio.
Hi, this is Tammy Michaels. If you want to reface or replace your cabinets, go to soundkitchenandbath.com. Sound Kitchen and Bath, soundkitchenandbath.com.
You know, one of the things that I love about Sound Kitchen is they don't do anything the way everybody else does it. They don't do anything that way. First of all, they don't sell boxes that look as if they were made in the back of somebody's garage and then blown out with stain on them. Have you ever walked into one of these showrooms? All of their kitchen cabinets look the same. They're boxes with kind of flimsy molding attached to it. Not at Sound Kitchen and Bath. You get gorgeous, big, chunky moldings, exquisite moldings if you have traditional. And if you love the contemporary look, well, you can get things like riff-cut walnut. You can get zebra wood. All on a budget. Guess what? Those cabinets that you hand crank together, they're not a lower price than a quality constructed cabinet from Sound Kitchen and Bath. In fact, the cabinets from Sound Kitchen and Bath are going to be less money, made in North America, and trust me on this, they have Bloom hardware, the real hardware, not the hardware that 6 months later falls off. You want Sound Kitchen and Bath. And the other thing they do different, award-winning designers are going to go to your home for free and in 3D, you're going to be able to see on a computer screen your kitchen that fits your needs, the way you like to cook. You know, where you need the spice drawer, the knives, all that. Somebody's going to be there to hold your hand and design it standing in your kitchen. So call Sound Kitchen and Bath. Doesn't matter if you're building the home of your dreams or perhaps you are just one of those people that just purchased your first little condo and you need to get a new kitchen or bathroom. Sound Kitchen and Bath. I love this company so much, I invested in them. SoundKitchenandBath.com.
I'm with Robin Daly of Daly's Paint and Decorating, a family business at Northeast 20th and Bellevue and at Stoneway in Fremont, or at dailyspaint.com. And Robin, like doctors used to do, you actually make house calls?
We make house calls. We have designers who will come to your home and help you. We can pick paint colors, which we do all the time.
How do you do that? How do you decide a paint color?
I think we channel the colors. Really, that's what we do. No, we ask you to show us around your home. And your house kind of tells us what it needs to be. And we work with all the different variables, your sofa, your flooring, and everything like that. And we try and draw out your personality and find the perfect color.
So how do you arrange a house call?
It's easy. You can go on the web at dailyspaint.com, and there's a form you can fill out, or you can just simply give us a call.
Check out Daly's Paint and Decorating, their new store at Northeast 20th and Bellevue, or at Stoneway in Fremont, or always at dailyspaint.com.
Como AAA traffic and weather, every 10 minutes on the 4s.
10:14, here's Judith Larson with traffic.
Well, that accident involving the motorcycle and injuries has just created a major traffic jam heading north on I-5 approaching Enchanted Parkway. While the accident and the incident itself is blocking the right lane, and we got all this response, traffic is now backed up, would you believe, all the way through the Fife curves, all the way back to 54th, which kind of affects your ability to take 99 heading north. But still, it was would be better than sitting there and waiting a long time. But again, that's the reason for that traffic jam there, a serious motorcycle injury accident. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next traffic update. I'm Judith Larson in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
And weather from the Como Forecast team, here's Theron Zahn.
Morning, parts of our area are down in the 30s. We'll move on to the upper 50s to lower 60s in the afternoon with plenty of sunshine out there. On through the next couple days, clouds in the morning, sun in the afternoon, temperatures upper 50s to lower 60s, and warming things up on through Monday and Tuesday, keeping it sunny out there and even mid-60s by Tuesday. I'm Theron Zahn, your latest forecast from Como 4 News. We're working for you.
Thanks a lot, Theron. Right now, 47 degrees in Tacoma, 48 in downtown Seattle. Welcome back to Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. I'm Jennifer Harriman. Our special guest in the studio today, Eric Gorenson of Sound Kitchen and Bath. What's on tap today, y'all?
Listen, you've got the y'alls coming out now.
I retract that. What's on tap today? That's what I meant to
say.
Well,
I have to tell you, I lived for about 5 minutes in North Carolina. So while I was at Fort Benning, I was throwing out the y'alls. And let me share with you something. My son said to me this was the biggest crack up of all. So this kid, born and raised on the West Coast, I mean, he is a West Coast boy. And so we were about to eat lunch and we had gone off post. And my son said to me, he goes, okay, Mom, I know this sounds crazy, but I just want you to try it. Okay. I need you to just try this because it's one of my favorite things. I go, what's that, Blake? He goes, well, it's kind of like spinach, but they're collard greens. I just started laughing out
That's
loud.
Funny.
I was like, yeah.
Did you try them?
I did. They were really super good.
Oh,
they were
yay.
Great. They
that
were just odd. I know. They were really good, but it was just funny too. So then when we went off post, what he wanted to do was eat Southern food. So that's what we did. It was so fun. I have to tell you, if it's been a while since you've been to that region of the country, it was fun. Eric just got back from Chicago.
Yeah.
Which, those are the Yankees, my friend.
It was a lot of fun. We had some crazy times and saw some amazing things.
But you went to the National Building and Remodeling Show.
Yeah, it's the NARE Remodeling Show, which is the national remodeling show for the country. So all the things that are remodeling have their big show there every year.
So who is the customer at the NARE show?
That is your builder, remodeler, designer. So it's looking for all those guys that are out there doing the remodeling trade-only kind of show.
So this is their experience. So think of it, Detroit Auto Show. This is where people go to find the new fiberglass company or the new titanium that they're going to make wheels out of.
The new tool, the new deck part, the new kitchen piece, anything remodeling.
I know. And see, here's what I have to share with you. Eric, yes, he is the man. He is the man. I'm going to start doing the sprinkler and the washing machine here.
Oh, dear.
The happy dance. I know. Because I was talking to him while he was there, and the products and the things that you're bringing back to this market are just crazy. Okay, so let's start. So you go, and let's And we'll build up to the thing that you were most excited about. So just share like one little thing that you saw that you went, okay, that's really cool.
There are so many little cool things out there. First off, I noticed there was a lot of new composite window and door companies with things that are kind of gone the next generation as far as some windows and things like that that actually look like wood.
Okay, so when you say that, we actually hate fake wood. You and I do as business partners and designers who work together. So, okay, sell me, dude. Come on.
It looks like walnut or some other kind of wood. It's a stainable fiberglass that looks...
A stainable...
Yes.
Get... Oh. Okay.
So it was looking hot. I was very shocked.
A stainable fiberglass?
Yes.
Okay, so for people listening, I want to explain why this is such a big deal in the Northwest, because we live in a sponge, and we get a ton of rain. And for anybody who lives anywhere around the Sound, when the wind blows, you get salt water. So vinyl kind of gets that scratchy, etched appearance to the outside of it. But fiberglass, it's why they make boats with fiberglass hulls. It likes water.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you have a product that is marine friendly. And so with all the water and wind, sand, salt that we get blowing around, and yes, there is going to be a La Nina this year. I know this because, you know, they always look at the snowpack, and I was saying this at the break. We've already had snow below 5,000 feet on Rainier. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Colorado. So when you look at the mountain ranges and you get those big snowpacks, I know this because I actually am a Facebook friend with both Paul Diano and with Shannon O'Donnell. So that's why I'm not a meteorologist, but I'm going to play one today on my radio show.
Love it.
So that's why I know we have to head out to a break, but that's one cool thing. Fiberglass.
Sustainable.
Okay. You're going to... Okay, when we come back, you got another one?
Oh, I've got a whole handful.
Oh, yay. Okay. So we're going to keep throwing these out here, and then at the end, we'll tell you where you can find all of them. This is going to be fun.
Lots of fun
today.
Eric
Gorenson is in the house from Sound Kitchen and Bath.
Right here on Inside Out with Tammy Michaels on Como News Radio.
Gutter Glove USA is simply a better gutter cover system, and it costs less. Call Gutter Glove USA right now and save $1,000. Go to guttergloveusa.net. Guttergloveusa.net. Gutter Glove USA is simply a better gutter cover system, and it costs less. Compare Gutter Glove USA to Leaf Filter and see for yourself. Leaf Filter is made of plastic that can crack or split, and a thin mesh that can clog. Gutter Glove is the most technologically advanced cover system, with a sturdy anodized aluminum frame and a stainless steel large mesh. Gutter Glove USA system is far superior, and it costs less. Why pay more? Come see Gutter Glove for yourself at the Puyallup Fair. Call Gutter Glove USA right now and save $1,000. That's $1,000. When it comes to making a decision for your gutter cover system, compare the plastic and thin mesh of Leaf Filter to Gutter Glove's anodized aluminum frame and stainless steel large mesh. You'll find there's no comparison. Gutter Glove USA is the best, and it costs less. Remember, call Gutter Glove USA right now and save $1,000. That's $1,000. Come see us or call to schedule your free estimate. Go to guttergloveusa.net and schedule an appointment today. That's guttergloveusa.net.
It's in your backyard. Muddying your water. Eating energy. Your hot tub is a dinosaur.
Stop fighting with that old dinosaur of a hot tub. Hot tubbing should be fun. Hi, I'm Alice Cunningham, owner of Olympic Hot Tub. Struggling with hot tub chemicals, noisy equipment, and high electric bills? Stop fighting, start relaxing with a new hot tub from Olympic. Our hot spring spas use salt plus water to clean your hot tub naturally, automatically, without harsh chemicals. It's easy care, low-cost hot tubbing that's quiet, fun, and relaxing. You deserve it. And all hot spring spas come with free delivery, installation and removal of your old dinosaur. Trade-ins, of course. See stores for details. We make it easy to take it easy. Olympic Hot Tub, Seattle 5, Everett, Issaquah, Lacey, and OlympicHotTub.com.
Olympic Hot Tub Company. You're gonna feel great. Why wait?
Como AAA traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes on the 4s.
1024 on Como News Radio. Here's Judith Larson.
Well, it looks like they just cleared that accident involving the motorcycle. Northbound 5 that's caused the traffic jam right there at Enchanted Parkway. While they just cleared that out of your way, we still have a serious backup all the way through the Fife curves, but that should gradually dissipate. This just in time for a new accident possibly blocking well south of that southbound 5 to south of State Route 512. A new accident. Troopers are on their way there. And elsewhere, we're looking pretty good. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next traffic update. I'm Judith Larson in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Thanks a lot, Judith. Let's check in with Theron Zahn and see what our weekend weather forecast looks like.
Bundle up this morning. Parts of our area are down in the 30s. We'll move on to the upper 50s to lower 60s in the afternoon with plenty of sunshine out there. On through the next couple days, clouds in the morning, sun in the afternoon, temperatures upper 50s to lower 60s, and warming things up on through Monday and Tuesday, keeping it sunny out there and even mid-60s by Tuesday. I'm Theron Zahn, your latest forecast from Como 4 News. We're working for you.
Thanks a lot, Theron. 46 degrees in Tacoma, 47 in downtown Seattle. Thanks for joining us on Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. I'm Jennifer Harriman. Our special in-studio guest today, Eric Gorenson of Sound Kitchen and Bath. And I'm going to out you. Tammy was doing the happy dance.
I really was. You should have seen me. I honestly, okay.
It was a thing of wonder.
It was.
I did the washing machine. I did the sprinkler. They didn't think I would.
All in one move. It was awesome.
Well, first of all, I am going on a much-needed vacation next week, and I'm going to be gone for 2 weeks. So you're going to be listening to this program, best of. Oh, yes, you will. Oh, yes, you will. I'm a best of. I'm a best of. So, Eric, you were sharing because you just got back from the National Building and Remodeling Show in Chicago, and you talked about something at the break that was like, oh, okay, good. Talk about that one. Go ahead. The shower thing.
Oh, it's absolutely amazing. And it's a affordable product made for your, you know, bathtub. And most everybody's got this in their home. It's that bathtub with the tile that's kind of going south and the grout's getting nasty. This is a real looking composite snap-in tub surround kit that looks like polished marble. It looks like Subway tile, and it actually snaps in and affordable and looks like $1 million. I was shocked how great this looked.
See, okay, here's why I'm so crazy excited about this, because as everybody knows who's ever listened to this program, in case you've been under a rock or something heavy, and then bless your heart that you haven't heard this, but I have not been a fan of these companies. Let's just call it the Tupperware of Rubbermaid of tubs and showers.
Ugh.
And it's any of those pop-in plastic seal-it kind of deals. I'm sorry, but you know, if you have to burp your tub, there is something wrong with that.
Oh, they look so horrible with the PVC plastic. And
I know. So I just can't go there. But that being said, this is cool. So one of the first things I said to you is the tile. Come on. This girl can spot a cubic zirconia. I have an eagle eye for a CZ. You know, not that there's anything wrong with that. Not that there is. I actually have a couple of CZs myself, and I think they can be kind of pretty. You know, but what I am saying is I know one when I see one. And the same thing is true for fake marble, granite, and tile. It just looks cheap. So you were telling me, I go, okay, is it shaped like Subway? Uh-huh.
It is. And that's the thing. This stuff looks absolutely amazing. And it's, you know, if you compare that option of hundreds of dollars versus tile, which is of equal value of thousands of dollars, it's a great savings and a good, affordable, good-looking option.
So, and you're bringing that back.
We're bringing that back.
Okay, that is way cool. See?
Very cool.
I know. He called and he goes, I'm thinking about going, and we're business partners. I was like, dude, go. Okay, so you have to explain, though, because, oh, let's get to the vanity, and then we'll tell where else you went.
Okay, yeah.
I know. We've got so much. Okay, so then talk about the vanities.
Okay, vanities. There is a line of vanities we brought on that is absolutely amazing. If you go into the stores, this is a Made in America product with pre-assembled furniture-looking vanities, and it's not the Chinese import stuff that you see. This is Made in America. They're cutting the logs out and making the furniture and then shipping it out here, and it's got the French feet or the contemporary leg, all different styles, colors, paints, glazes. any color you're looking at, they can do all of it.
See, the problem with the Chinese stuff, and Jennifer's really the one that gave it the best code name, which is cheap Chinese crap. the triple C.
Yep.
But the problem with it is, it's like when you're looking at a traditional piece of furniture, it has the same look as if you're looking at a Weeble and saying that that is a human.
Oh, wow.
It replicates a human just about as closely as a Weeble looks like a person. It's like, you
and
know,
they don't hold up, and the hardware falls off, and,
yeah.
And
you know? Unlike a Weeble, they do fall down.
Oh, yeah.
So there you go. I mean, but this is going to be absolutely gorgeous, and I know what you brought back. They literally do. They grow the trees. They cut the trees. They saw the logs. They take the prime lumber, and then they manufacture it into an American hardwood vanity that you're going to want.
And it's affordable.
And it's affordable and made in the good old U.S. of A. So, and you brought that back.
Absolutely. It's great.
So now you can have a gorgeous vanity. There you go.
I'm loving the made in the USA stuff.
Me too.
10:30, we're going to take a quick break for ABC News, followed by your latest local news right after this on Inside Out.
Going global with the Occupy effort.
Tutti giorni! Tutti giorni!
That's Rome, the female speaker chanting all day before thousands of demonstrators. Police would fire tear gas and water cannon after protesters turned the demonstration into a riot, smashing banks and shop windows, torching cars, and hurling bottles. Protests today in hundreds of cities worldwide.
And the message being translated around the globe. In Tokyo, protesters are fighting inequality. Filipino demonstrators cried, U.S. troops out now. And about 300 Australians chanted the cry that started on Wall Street.
ABC's Dan Kleffler, the Occupy Wall Street effort in New York City is a month old. In Paris, finance chiefs of the G20 have signaled they might be open to a bigger role for the International Monetary Fund in battling Europe's debt crisis. The Wall Street Journal reports Apple will hold a private memorial service to late founder Steve Jobs Sunday at Stanford University. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Como News Time is 10:31, currently in Seattle, 49 degrees. Art Sanders, and a look at this hour's top local stories from the Como 24-hour newsroom. The governor is calling the shortage of farm workers in our state a crisis. Como's Tracy Ellis tells us that even with 9% unemployment, farmers are having a hard time finding help.
The Seattle Times reports that apple growers are offering as much as $150 a day to pick fruit, but that's still not attracting enough workers. While many are calling for a crackdown on illegal workers, Governor Chris Gregg wants more foreign workers in our state. And Washington isn't alone. Alabama, Georgia, California, and Texas are among the states also experiencing farm labor shortages, according to the Times. Gregoire and other lawmakers are lobbying against E-Verify. That's a federal system that determines whether employees are eligible to work in the U.S. Tracy Ellis, Como News Radio.
Occupy Seattle protesters spent a low-key Friday night in a downtown park. Their focus on events planned for today. A noon rally is planned at Westlake Park, followed by a 3 o'clock march to Chase Bank in downtown Seattle. Demonstrators have occupied Westlake Park for about 2 weeks in support of the Occupy Wall Street protest against corporate power. They're calling for supporters to pitch 500 tents in the park later today. City regulations bar camping in parks. 10 demonstrators were arrested Thursday night. Workers at a local aluminum smelter voted to authorize a strike last night. Workers at Alcoa's Intalco Works in Ferndale rejected a new contract. Negotiations started back in August, and workers already voted down one proposal. 1 week and counting until the big viaduct shutdown. Here's Como 4's Jennifer Kim.
For a majority of the 9 days, you can expect to be detoured around State Route 99. Alternate routes are available, but there are a few exceptions. During weekend events like the Wazoo-OSU game and the Hawks versus the Bengals, northbound lanes of the viaduct will open between South Royal Brougham Way and the Battery Street Tunnel. That stretch is also going to remain open from 5 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. Remember, during the 9-day closure, southbound 99 will be closed from the Battery Street Tunnel to the West Seattle Bridge. Northbound, the viaduct will close between the West Seattle Bridge and Royal Brougham Way. Get your latest travel information right here on Como News Radio.
A traveling exhibit brings the horror, glory, and realities of the First World War to Seattle this weekend.
People will have a chance to come in and see autographs from World War I and
And even there's even a trench that's built inside, so they'll be able to see what kind of conditions, guys fought in.
Boris DeSantis with sponsor Waddell & Reed says the touring display from the National World War One Museum in Kansas City is at the Museum of Flight today and tomorrow. Admission's free and on today only. After you walk through, you also get a free pass to the Museum of Flight. 49 degrees in Seattle. Coming up, we continue with Tammy Michaels and Eric Goranson Inside Out. I'm Art Sanders, Como News Radio.
Como AAA traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the fours.
It's 10:34. Let's check on traffic with Judith.
Well, we'll start south, Tacoma area, actually near the Joint Base Lewis-McChord. That accident southbound 5 after State Route 512 must be blocking at least one lane because we're slowing there. And although they cleared the scene of that serious injury accident, North 5 at Enchanted Parkway, boy, the backup is still nasty. It takes you all the way through the Fife curves. In the Carnation-Duval area, we got a blocking disabled south 203, which is the same thing as the Carnation-Duval Road, as you approach 88th in the right lane there. And then an odd thing, well, maybe not so odd, for urban Redmond. We've got westbound 202 just east of Sahali Way. Keep an eye out for, plural now, goats and their friend the llama strolling down the middle of the road, so don't hit them. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next traffic update. I'm Judith Larson in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
A llama, Judith? Really?
Yeah, with friend goats, three to five of them.
Okay, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again in 10. Here's Theron Zahn with our weather.
A pretty chilly start to your Saturday across western Washington. Parts of our area are down to the 30s. We'll move on to the upper 50s to lower 60s in the afternoon. And lots of sunshine out there to wrap up your Saturday. Same story for Sunday. A few low clouds in the morning. Afternoon sunshine. Highs again upper 50s and lower 60s. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday all looking mostly sunny. I'm Theron Zahn, the latest forecast from Como 4 News. We're working for you.
Thanks a lot, Theron. Right now in Tacoma, 46 degrees, 47 in downtown Seattle. 10:36 on Como News Radio. You're listening to Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. Our special in-studio guest today is Eric Goranson from Sound Kitchen and Bath, fresh from a trade show in Chicago, telling us all about the goodies. What else is on tap?
Oh, my goodness. You have no idea. When he goes to one of these trade shows, like the National Building and Remodeler Show that Eric just went to in Chicago, you're really hearing the cutting-edge building materials and solving your common everyday problems. These are the new mouse traps for the things that just drive us nuts as designers and drive you nuts as homeowners. And these are the solutions.
There are so many different things in there. It's. I mean, you've got Ford trucks in there with their new stuff for contractors to deck people to kitchen people. It's the whole gamut.
Okay, so one of the other things, though, you got to tell a funny story because you were telling me on this one on the way in, and then we'll get into more products. But this was hysterical.
This was pretty funny. We, we rented our car from one of the national organizations out there that are rental car companies at the airport, and so we jump in the car. We had to go down over to Amish country, which we'll talk about later. We jump in the car, and they couldn't come up with the little iPass for the toll thing that we paid for. They said, oh, you'll be fine. So we're cruising through. My buddy George is driving. We're cruising down, heading over into Indiana, right outside of Chicago. And the guy at the rental car said, oh, they'll just bill us on the toll thing. You'll be fine. Just blast to the toll booth. So we're going through the iPass lane right into Indiana. We're going along. Everybody's going at a clip about, let's call it 40 miles an hour. Well, what we didn't realize is when you don't have the iPass, the guard gate comes down in front of you, and at 40 miles an hour, you don't have time to stop for that.
Oh, no.
So we did the old Dukes of Hazzard move like you're going over the bridge.
He's telling me this.
What?
The arm comes down. We blow the arm into a million pieces as we drive through.
No,
and
you didn't.
Oh, yeah.
Eric.
It was awesome.
What?
That's where the story of it's a rental comes through.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh my gosh.
It was so funny.
But you outlaws.
I know. I know. And he's with one of our manufacturer's reps. And I'm just going, oh my gosh, dude.
Thanks, George. We had a great time, though. It was awesome.
Because I was traveling. He was traveling. So I said, anything exciting happen? You know, it's a builder and remodeler show. You have to know Eric. I mean, kind of a wild night is he has Mike's Hard Lemonade, you know? So I just, when he said this to me, I was like, oh my gosh. Okay, we've got a call from Brian in Tacoma. And this is a very good question with regard to the Snap-on tile solution that you just mentioned.
Welcome, Brian.
Yeah, I just want to know how long that stuff lasts because I've been doing tile for quite a long time, And I know marble can last for years upon years. I just want to know how durable that stuff is.
Brian, this stuff looks really durable. It's a composite, so it's kind of an epoxy-based composite material. And so, I mean, it's to me, is not going to be as nice as what a regular tile surround would be. It's not going to ever add up to that same beauty of that, but it's a great cost alternative that looks presentable and doesn't look like you took the Tupperware container and built it around your kitchen.
See,
I mean, around your bathroom.
Exactly. And what I've always been against for people that are interested in this is I just don't like those companies that come in and retrofit your bathtub or your shower with this off-white or white tub liner and shower surround. It just looks cheap.
I've had more problems with those where they've hidden behind them so many existing problems, and then that's the tiles crumbling behind it or the bathtub's collapsing, and it's been a huge problem to fix it later that was much more expensive.
Exactly. When we come back, Eric just got back from the National Kitchen and... Oh, sorry. I keep saying National Kitchen and Bathroom. That's our next show.
Yep.
But you just came back from the National Builders and Remodelers Show, and we've got some more inside new products that you're going to share, as well as a new American product that you're bringing back that I'm very excited about when we come back with more of the home front.
Hey, mister, it's time to get handy, man. Call Mr. Handyman, 1-877-MR-HANDYMAN. Hire an expert for 6 hours, get the seventh hour free. 1-877-MR-HANDYMAN.
Hi, this is Tammy Michaels with Eric Gornson, founder and president of Sound Kitchen and Bath.
Recently, I've heard the advertising by my competitors, which remind me why I started Sound Kitchen and Bath. It was because of the gimmicks that are used to sell you a new kitchen or bathroom. There are offers of free granite, free powder rooms, and I'm waiting for free unicorns. But you know what those are? Gimmicks. That's why at Sound Kitchen and Bath, I created the No Gimmicks Guarantee. No games like overcharging you for the installation or compromising the quality. At Sound Kitchen and Bath, we simply design and build the most gorgeous custom cabinets on the market, and we can beat any competitor's prices hands down without the salesy gimmicks. We're proud of our superior custom cabinets, our unsurpassed quality materials, our amazing designers, and yes, our unbeatable prices. I'm proud of Sound Kitchen and Bath and our No Gimmicks Guarantee.
See for yourself. Visit soundkitchenandbath.com. soundkitchenandbath.com. In this economy, every purchase counts. Hi, this is Tammy Michaels. At Bassett, the furniture you buy is economically priced. Bassett's upholstery frames outperform even the most high-end competitors. Bassett gives you a lifetime warranty on the frame and the seat cushion on every upholstered piece of furniture that you buy. As a designer, I am proud to recommend Bassett because they will customize almost any sofa, sectional, or chair to fit your lifestyle. Creativity knows no boundaries. At Bassett, almost any sofa can be transformed from a romantic traditional style to a clean and contemporary savvy piece. You can choose from over 750 fabrics. Feeling overwhelmed? They have professional interior designers to assist you for free. Bassett is not just another furniture store. Visit Bassett in Redmond, Tukwila, Linwood, and Tacoma. Online at bassettfurniture.com.
Everyone is tired now and then. You may not sleep well, or you use something to keep you awake, yet you are always feeling low in energy. That may be nature's signal to you that something is wrong. This can happen to both men and women. Meridian Valley Lab are experts in finding the cause of your fatigue and what you can do about it. Meridian Valley Labs can easily provide a hormone test to help you find the answers. You will learn about a variety of treatments, including dietary and lifestyle changes. Hormones may not be the only thing causing your fatigue. You might also have a food allergy. Meridian Valley Labs' proprietary food allergy test is a simple, safe, and affordable do-it-yourself test kit that you can do at home. Some of these tests may require a doctor's approval. Call Meridian Valley Lab and get back to feeling energetic again. It's easy, affordable, and you deserve it. Call 425-271-8689. That's 425-271-8689. Or visit MeridianValleyLab.com. That's MeridianValleyLab.com.
Join Como News Radio to put kids first with Como Kids First. It's a way to say thanks to coaches, troop leaders, instructors, camp counselors, anyone who mentors Western Washington youth. Como's Carlene Johnson will share the stories Thursday mornings and afternoons. Plus, recipients get a big thank you from Garlic Jim's famous gourmet pizza, trophies2go.com, and Greg's Japanese Auto. Put the word out with your group. Nominate a mentor who puts Como Kids First. Visit comonews.com and click Como News Radio.
Como Traffic is sponsored by Bassett Furniture. Custom furniture built rock solid and at fantastic prices.
Como AAA Traffic and Weather. Every 10 minutes on the 4s.
1044 on Como News Radio. Judith, how's traffic?
Well, we're not doing too badly. We're getting congested heading north on I-5 in the Seattle area between the two lake bridges. And, of course, westbound 520 starting to get a little thick there. Could well be Husky fans, because I want to remind folks that at Husky Stadium, the game starts at 12:30 p.m. today. There is an accident, of course. The big one that cleared was causing that huge backup northbound 5 at Enchanted Parkway there. They cleared that, and it was an injury accident involving a motorcycle. And the backup is pretty much dissipated, but I'm not too sure. But it looks like they might have another one in the same general area. This is North 5, just south of State Route 18. We'll have to check on that for you. But a bit of good news in Tacoma, South 5 near State Route 512. Briefly, they had an accident blocking, but looks like that they've got that cleared off the road, though. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next update. I'm Judith Larson in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Let's go to Theron's On for a look at our weekend weather update.
Morning, parts of our area are down in the 30s. We'll move on to the upper 50s to lower 60s in the afternoon with plenty of sunshine out there. On through the next couple days, clouds in the morning, sun in the afternoon, temperatures upper 50s to lower 60s, and warming things up on through Monday and Tuesday, keeping it sunny out there and even mid-60s by Tuesday. I'm Theron's On, with your latest forecast from Como 4 News. We're working for you.
Thanks a lot, Theron. Right now, we have overcast skies, 48 degrees in Tacoma, also 48 in downtown Seattle. Welcome back to Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. I'm Jennifer Harriman, and today we have a special guest with us. It's Eric Gorenson of Sound Kitchen in Bath. I'm regretting not having webcams today, because you people are crazy.
You know, can I just tell you, Eric and I are business partners, and we've worked together for a lot of years, and we are seriously like brother and sister. And we really are. We have so much fun. And we talk to each other every morning. This is no joke, isn't it, Eric? We talk to each other about anywhere between 6 something in the morning to like 7:01. That's a late phone call.
Yeah. And so we end up, I know your coffee order.
Go ahead.
I don't want to give it out because everybody's going to copy it. But I tell you what, I can repeat her coffee order and even Guy's coffee order.
Because I get them both. I do.
And now it's gotten so bad, I can tell you which person's at the speaker at the coffee place.
I know. Oh, wow. I know. And then what's even funnier is how we come up with business ideas. I go, I got this great idea that I've been thinking about it, which is basically I'm making it up as I'm going along right now. But that's how we come up with our best stuff. And this idea of Eric going back to the National Builders and Remodelers Show, you came up with that one about 30 seconds. You go, I'm thinking about, like, go. And I'm so glad you went, because we're just coming up now and back with all these really cool new things. But you've got to talk about... You got to talk about that. I can't even say it out loud. Go ahead.
What was it? Okay. Was it poop shoot?
It was poop pumps.
Poop pump.
That was the most politically correct way we could actually say this. Here's the cool thing about this thing. There are so many people out there that want to add a bathroom. And they really want to add a bathroom, but they don't want to spend 10 grand digging up all the plumbing in the house, digging up the basement, digging up the garage conversion. And it's a box with a pump that you can actually hook the toilet up to and the vanity and a shower up to,
and it will
pump it up.
BBM Scotty has taken on a new meaning.
So, I tell you what, and it's made by a national manufacturer that makes RV stuff, so it's a quality product. The poop pump's kind of cool.
So, we get these people that want to convert a garage.
Right.
Right.
Finish the basement.
Or finish the basement. And they're told by plumbers, oh, you have no idea how expensive that's going to be. The other thing is, if you live on any kind of critical area, which, hello, we live in Seattle. What I tried to explain to people when I was in Atlanta and talking to other designers, I was like, no. Health, welfare, and safety, if it's going to go into the sound and it's going to give the salmon irritable bowel syndrome, we don't do it. Anything that aggravates our, yes, that's a word, our salmon, we don't do it. So, and I'm all about that. And so is Eric. We make jokes about it, but it's really the truth. We are crazy environmentally friendly people here. And so this is really a way that you protect the environment. You're not digging things up. You're not critical areas that could go down a hill, that kind of thing. You know, you got the poop pump. Everybody's going to want one now,
yeah,
Eric.
Yeah. It was, anyway, it's a really cool product that I thought was innovative because it could save tens and tens of thousands of dollars of adding that bathroom in.
Well, exactly. And I think that, you know, some people have unfinished basements and there's a lot of these homes that that are up for sale right now. And you look at them, and I've looked at some of those houses that are up for sale myself. And I have to tell you, that's the first thing I know working in the building remodeling industry that's really going to impact whether or not the feasibility for a lot of people to be able to purchase that. Okay, give me something else from the building remodeling show, and then we're gonna change gears a little bit and go into the Amish country.
One thing I realized there that there's a lot of molding companies that are coming out again. So we're getting back into more of the moldings again, more of the decorative stuff. Whether it's wood moldings or composites, or again, those things are becoming more and more readily available out there.
Well, and see, here's the thing: you can go online and you can try to find the moldings that Eric has found. You can't find them because these are the little companies. Same thing with hardware, you know, and I'm not talking, you only use Bloom hardware, but I mean for the knobs, pulls, and handles. Because these are little one-man shops. We actually found one that the guy was in the jewelry business in New York, Madison Avenue, Park Avenue jeweler that makes hardware now.
And he was stealing the retired people that were doing the engraving at the U.S. Mint to come over and do the engraving on his knobs and handles. And over the top spectacular.
Over the top spectacular. Lost wax molds, just like they would use old world. These skills, some of these people, Eastern Europeans, many of them, and this is becoming a lost art, and he's making injected molds to save designs that go back to, you know, the czars in Russia. And that's the kind of thing that came back in hardware from attending these kinds of hardware, these kinds of trade shows. And Eric, we're going to take a break. But when we come back, you departed Chicago and then you went to the Amish country. And
via the Dukes of Hazzard experience.
I know, you and your manufacturer's rep. And let me tell you something. When we come back, you're going to find out why the Chinese are in trouble. Why they are in trouble for what Eric found out and is bringing back. I'm serious. And yes, Made in America, it does involve horse and buggies. Watch out, Chinese. You're in trouble.
I can't wait for this.
You're being kamikaze'd by an Amish guy in a buggy.
We'll be right back, though, after a look at weather and traffic here on Inside Out with Tammy Michaels on Como News Radio.
Everyone is tired now and then. You may not sleep well, or you use something to keep you awake, yet you are always feeling low in energy. That may be nature's signal to you that something is wrong. This can happen to both men and women. Meridian Valley Lab are experts in finding the cause of your fatigue and what you can do about it. Meridian Valley Labs can easily provide a hormone test to help you find the answers. You will learn about a variety of treatments, including dietary and lifestyle changes. Hormones may not be the only thing causing your fatigue. You might also have a food allergy. Meridian Valley Labs' proprietary food allergy test is a simple, safe, and affordable do-it-yourself test kit that you can do at home. Some of these tests may require a doctor's approval. Call Meridian Valley Lab and get back to feeling energetic again. It's easy, affordable, and you deserve it. Call 425-271-8689. That's 425-271-8689. Or visit MeridianValleyLab.com. That's MeridianValleyLab.com.
If you have a home project that could use a little help and you're Mr. Can't, Mr. Handyman can.
Well, what can Mr. Handyman do? I mean, can he clean gutters and spouts when it gets rainy out?
Mr. Handyman can.
How about windows and trim to keep the heat in?
Mr. Handyman can.
Toilets that tip or faucets that drip?
Mr. Handyman can. They're professional, safe, and on time every time, guaranteed. Residential, commercial, even light industrial. From major to minor projects. Call Mr. Handyman, 1-877 Mr. Handyman.
Can he handle vents and eaves or plants and debris?
Mr. Handyman can.
Paint the doors or put in a new floor?
Mr. Handyman can. Landscaping, carpentry, even energy efficiency upgrades. One call gets you licensed and insured professionals.
Can he clip my dog's toenails?
No, not that. Call 1-877-MR-HANDYMAN today or MrHandyman.com. If you're Mr. Can't, Mr. Handyman can. MrHandyman.com.
Como AAA traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes on the 4s.
10:54 on Como News Radio. Let's check on the road situation with Judith Marson.
Well, Jennifer, that is a brand new blocking accident, right pretty much dab where the other one was. Northbound 5 south of State Route 18. It's in the right lane. Fire just arriving on the scene. We were still backed up from the earlier collision there at Enchanted Parkway. Also, there's a Husky game getting underway at the Husky Stadium at 12:30. Probably why westbound 520 on the bridge is getting a little crowded. We're also slowing heading north on I-5 at Yesler. And then again, we bunch up at the 520 Bridge. This brought to you by Tulalip Resort Casino. Win a brand new vehicle for your choice, valued up to $75,000, or you can walk away with cash worth $40,000. That's all month long. Get the details at TulalipCasino.com. I'm Judith Larson in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Thanks a lot, Judith. Looking at weather this weekend, it looks pretty good, mostly dry even. So, you know, just be aware if you have any patchy fog in your area this morning, but we're expecting mostly sunny skies this afternoon with our highs in the upper 50s. And then ditto for tomorrow, although it'll be just a little cloudier than today. Highs will reach the upper 50s again, and as we get into the work week, the weather warms up a little bit more. So watch for more sun, less fog. Our highs climb into the mid-60s. Tuesday could be even warmer, and our dry weather holds out into Wednesday, although it will cool down just a little bit to the low 60s with clouds gathering later on Wednesday evening. But for right now, we have 48 degrees in Tacoma, 46 in Olympia, and 48 in downtown Seattle. Welcome back to Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. I'm Jennifer Harriman, and our special in-studio guest today, Sound Kitchen and Baths, Eric Gorenson.
Oh, I just love it when Eric comes in here. Okay, so let's give out our phone numbers very heavy because Eric is here, and trust me, this guy knows any kind of product or how to fix your design dilemma for your kitchen, your bathroom, and I'm serious. He is the guy, and he is in the house, and he is here to answer your design dilemmas with kitchens and bathrooms. Let's give out those numbers one more time.
Sure. The numbers are 206-421-1000. That's our local number. You can also call us toll-free, and that's 877-397-5666. It spells Como.
Okay, let's get into the Amish country.
So we get in the car, make the long drive out to Amish country to go take a look at another cabinet manufacturer we've been looking at. And I've been through dozens and dozens of manufacturing facilities all over the world. I've never seen this before. And people think of the Amish as handcrafted. Well, with the Amish, I didn't realize is they can use technology and efficiencies for business. And so it was one of those kind of misconceptions that I didn't realize. So we get over to the cabinet shop. I have never seen so many people working so hard and so fast. They have a whole different process of building cabinetry. And this cabinetry they're building at this one production facility is entry level.
Yeah, I think seriously, auto workers need to learn from this, American and foreign. Tell them what they do.
Well, here's what they do is they pay everybody the same in the shop, and they get paid by the piece. And so what happens is they say, okay, this is how much you get paid per piece in the shop. So everybody's paid the same thing, and the faster they work, the more they get paid.
And they have to be perfect. They have to pass quality control to get paid for the piece.
These guys were working physically at their limit with a smile on their face, whistling. They all left the shop at 1 o'clock because they got their work done for the day. But they were pumping out cabinets. Every 13 seconds, a cabinet was coming off the production line. And this stuff is nice. It's comparable in price to the Chinese stuff that you see out there. but they are just knocking it out. I was shocked how fast they could put a cabin out the door.
I am shocked hearing it.
I mean, it was just, they were just bam. Every 13 seconds, you could set your watch to it. They had another cabinet coming out, was going on a pallet, and they were just...
But it's everything. It is the construction. Eric was telling me about the bed frames that he went to
see.
They
also make furniture. And I tell you what, these things could have been made out of cast concrete. You grabbed the bed frame and shook it, and you weren't moving it. It was just like you were grabbing a freeway overpass and trying to shake it. There was nothing that you were going to do to move this thing. All handcrafted, beautiful stuff, but affordable.
I'm speechless.
Not only that, here's the thing. They were the original environmentalists. They grow their trees. They don't use chemicals. They don't do anything that's going to harm the environment. So there's managed forestry. You know, I mean, seriously.
They had top of the line, made in USA type production equipment in there that was CNC machines and everything else. So they were using technology, but it was green. It was efficient. They are the original green guys.
I mean, seriously. So when we come back, we're going to talk about Eric's pet peeves. I love getting him started on this subject for kitchen design. But he's also going to be here to answer your design dilemmas.
And those numbers for your questions are 206-421-1000 or toll-free at 877-397-COMO.
Fisher Communications, the very latest news, traffic, weather, Como News Radio on the Como News Network, AM 1000, KOMO Seattle, 97.7 FM, KOMO FM, Oakville, everything you need to know.